Page 25, Unit 5. As a result of globalization, more people have been lifted out of poverty than ever before.
One day, there will be no borders, no boundaries, no flags, and no countries, and the only passport will be the heart. Carlos Santana.
First and foremost, I have to admit that this is a quite difficult issue which needs to be discussed, looking at both the advantages and disadvantages before jumping to any conclusion regarding the statement above. Many supporters argue that globalization makes this world a better place, and it can tackle unemployment and poverty. One of the good outcomes is free trade agreements between countries, which actually might not be free everywhere. It promotes global economic growth. It creates jobs, makes companies more competitive, and lowers prices for consumers, as since there is no tariff, goods will be cheaper to access. It also provides poor countries, through infusions of foreign capital and technology, with the chance to develop economically, thus spreading prosperity. It is true, in my opinion, if we look at where some countries were before globalization hit, and where they are now economically. It is not only trade that flourishes under globalization, but it promotes democracies as well. I agree with the argument that globalization and democracy go hand in hand, and they are inseparable. Besides the political and economic advantages, there is also a cultural one. In a world community where distances are conquered through cultural intermingling, people can learn more about each other and might become more tolerant of one another. There is also a pragmatic reason for business to promote globalization, and that is the fact that labor can move from country to country. However, this can be one of the reasons why people are also against globalization. They are afraid of losing their jobs. And this is where the counterargument comes, which says that only the rich get richer and the poor only get poorer. A very good example is the United States, where workers face pay cut demands from employers who threaten to export jobs. This has created a culture of fear for many middle-class workers who have little leverage in this global game, and this also resulted in political changes and the rise of xenophobia and anti-globalist sentiments. Globalization has led to the exploitation of labor. Prisoners and child workers are used to work in inhuman conditions. Safety standards are ignored to produce cheap goods. There is also an increase in human trafficking. Some experts think that globalization is also leading to the incursion of communicable diseases. Deadly diseases like HIV/AIDS are being spread by travelers to the remotest corners of the globe.